prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us tonight, and I sincerely do mean that. I really do. Don't have much announcements to weigh in tonight, but I'll announce again, as I said I'll do it the rest of this month, about the affidavit of proof of immunity. If you want to get a copy of that sent to you so you can have it for whatever the future holds in the way of another pandemic and who knows what they have in store. Folks, if you want a copy of that, just if you can send postage, a buck or so, do it. If not, let us know we'll send it to you. There's not much more to talk about tonight as far as any announcements. You know what we offer through the ministry. You know how you have the number to call in on 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Don't have anything particularly on sale tonight as far as products go, folks. But you know what we offer. We do our best to keep the doors open and the lights on here in the office every day. And it gets just getting to be a chore, more of a chore all the time because, let's face it, people are in financial binds, not just the way it is. But you know what we have? You know, you can call us anytime from 9 to 4 Eastern, 5 days a week. Lisa answers the phone every day with Thursday. And, of course, then the Thursday, Crystal and I try to take care of the office. And we just want you to know you're part of the family, and we care. That's all I can say. We do care. And thank you for your kind emails. I just put my recent article up on News with Views entitled The Fallacy of Live and Let Live. Had a bunch of comments. Everybody but one person liked it. And what the person didn't like is a humanist doesn't even believe in the Bible, so I expect that from them. But everyone else liked the article because it uncovers biblical truths of how we as Christians allowed this whole nation to fall apart because of tolerance and not really wanting to hurt anybody's feelings. The article's on News with Views, folks. Go to newswithviews.com. Type my name in. You'll see the articles I put on there over the years. This will also be a chapter in the next book. I'm working on my fourth edition of the volume I started. It'll be in there. And if you like it, you know, make a comment. If you don't, let me know also. Now, if you don't receive our magazine, our news magazine, once a month, we'll be sending out of here again. Well, it won't be till the course about the 31st or 30th, I mean. And we send out of here again. If you want to receive our Minuteman magazine absolutely free online, let me know. And in the magazine this coming month will be the article I just mentioned. I always put them in the magazine along. I don't try to cover them up to try to save them with the book. I put them out there so you can read them right away. Who knows how much time we have left to do anything. But you feel free to email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And say I'd like to receive the newsletter. And we'll definitely get you on there for it. I mean, I really want you to have it. All I ask you to do is, if you like it, send it to everybody in your list. We can reach, if everybody would do that, we could reach tens of thousands of people all across the country with this magazine. And, folks, it's all articles, hard copies of articles, what's happening It's nothing that's been something as satire or something just made up to fill the page. These are news articles that have proof in them to show your friends and family what's happening in our world today. Our guest tonight is a gentleman I really enjoy talking to. He's just down-to-earth kind of guy that knows what's happening, and I have him on sometimes just to bring him on and to have somebody chat with that is on the same plane we're on that understands what kind of mess we're in. We're going to talk to Doug Thornton tonight. Doug, are you there?
Hey, Pastor, I'm here.
It's good to have you, my friend. I do mean that. I really do, and you're one of the people that I can talk to, and you understand what I'm saying when I say things are really getting a little odd in the world today. Would you agree with that?
Odd is a PG-13 word that I'd use.
Yeah, you hate to say it, but it's almost like it's like XXX nowadays. But I just want to share something to kick up conversation like that. This is right now in Germany. For now, it's in Germany. But whatever happens in Europe will eventually get here because our nation has stepped in all these. Now, this is just part of an article, Doug. The name of this article is Daycares in Germany Introducing Sex, S-E-X, Sex Room for Toddlers to Get Naked and Touch Each Other. What do you think about that?
No comment. Look, if you want to have the fire of God called down on you, the world needs to keep going the direction it is.
I agree. And the article says, all children, especially preschoolers, are aware of the places in the facility where nudity and body exploration can take place. Each child decides for themselves whether and when with whom they want to play physical and sexual games. Now, this is toddlers, folks. Girls and boys pet and examine each other only as much as is comfortable for themselves and other children. This, I know it's Germany. I know it is. But I have no doubt this happens in America, too. But this is out in the open, outright blatant blasphemy and abominations. And the world, people in Germany are allowing this. But, Doug, what's going on in our schools with pornography in the schools, the drag queens in the schools, we can't really say a whole lot, can we?
No, we can't, and neither can Canada. Wants to allow doctors to euthanize children. I have a report from LifeNews.com.
Wow.
There's a report by the Special Joint Committee on Medical Assistance and Dying that was tabled in the House of Commons on February 15th, 2023. Called for a further expansion of euthanasia in Canada, with the report recommending, among other things, that euthanasia be expanded to include children and mature minors. The recommendation report states this, that the government of Canada establish a requirement that, where appropriate, the parents or guardians of a mature minor be consulted in the course of the assessment process of euthanasia, but that the will of a minor who is found to have the requisite decision-making capacity ultimately take priority. This meant that parents or guardians may be consulted in the euthanasia death of a child that is deemed capable of decision-making. So a child that could say yes or no, mommy, why would you want to kill me, can be euthanized. Pastor, I'm gonna take a dramatic pause for effect here because I just want to flip my table over.
Oh, yes.
You cannot ask for the forgiveness of God for what we have done to this nation. I think there's too much blood spilled on the ground.
I agree. I totally agree.
For these parents, these doctors, I mean, point out on the map where is safe anymore. Morality's not safe. The wound isn't safe. The hospitals aren't safe. Your government doesn't want to keep you safe, and the streets sure aren't. You know, we are what my wife, who's one of the smartest people I know, especially when it comes to Bible prophecy. We were discussing this earlier. We are given over to our reprobate minds.
Amen.
We have been given over to our strong delusions that we wanted, and the sin is manifold because this is what we wanted. This is what our corrupt nature wanted, and now we have to pay the price. We've stored up so much wrath just here in America, and I wanted to talk to you about patriotism.
Well, I'll make one comment, Doug, if you don't mind, very quickly, because this, many years ago, it's been at least 15 years, I would say, I asked our Lord, I said, Father, has America crossed the line? Is there any hope for America? And I wasn't searching for anything particular in Scripture. I just reading it. And 2 Kings 24:4, he told the people this, that when Manasseh shed innocent blood, that there was no forgiveness for that. And when I read that, I said, Father, you answered my prayer very quickly and right on point. America shed innocent blood, not only in their own land with about 100 million unborn babies, but all over the world for the sake of the dollar.
That's right.
We've done that.
Right.
And when I read that, I thought, Lord, why do you want me to go and preach? What am I preaching for? I mean, the nation's finished. Then he took me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, why am I preaching? I'm going to quit because every time I preach, somebody laughs at me and get in trouble. I'm going to quit preaching your name. He said, I can't because it's a fire in my bones. I understand how Jeremiah felt. I truly do. And when I read that, the Lord said, it's too late for America. It really hurt me because I really wanted to see America turned around. And I truly, truly did. But we crossed the line many, many years ago. And patriotism is a shallow, hollow thing now. Go ahead.
Pastor, how long ago did you start preaching?
Over 40 years ago.
I just started this year.
Wow.
Wasn't on my to-do list.
Yeah, I understand that.
I didn't go to seminary.
I didn't either.
This is what God raised. God raises men up for times like this. And it doesn't mean necessarily that we're preaching doom and gloom. We're preaching
Bible
justice of our Lord. Yeah.
We're preaching
Bible. You know what? Hear this. No one is righteous. The only thing we deserve is judgment.
Amen.
That's it. No one is righteous. We only deserve judgment. And so what we do is we preach that the Lord is coming back. We preach that even through this judgment, God's hand is stretched out still. And for many who are called, very few answer. And for those very few who answer, very few will stay on the path. Narrow is the way to get to heaven, and wide is the way to get to hell. And it's a party the whole way.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, everyone who's listening. I had a conversation over the weekend with a few guys, and the Lord put it on my heart. We were talking about patriotism. How do you get the country back? Everybody always calls and asks me, Doug, you were in the military, you worked for the government. How do we get the country back? I don't know why people think I have that answer.
I will say this. People are grasping the straws. I understand that. I have, too. We grasp the straws, hoping we'll get a hold of something that will slow this thing down.
You couldn't wave your MAGA flags fast enough to put out the fires we've started.
No.
Period.
No way. No way.
And I'll say this. What is patriotism anymore? This is not 1776. Those times are dead. They're dead. The willingness to fight like those men is gone.
I agree.
Now, some people will say, oh, no, not me. Okay, go live without electricity for a week. Look, it's more than just picking up the gun. It's more than just picking up the gun and wanting to go play Braveheart like Mel Gibson. War is very real. People get hurt. People die. I've been there, done that. Many people haven't, and they don't understand what I'm saying. This is not games that you're talking about, but many of you want civil war. I'll ask you this. Is civil war righteous? Are we wanting to have a civil war to overthrow a government that is obviously tyrannical and corrupt? But did we seek God first? Or did we seek our flesh first because it's about patriotism and the Constitution? What came first? Christ or the Constitution?
Amen.
Which one will you die for? If they say, you can keep your Constitution, but you can't keep your Christ, which one will you choose? If they come to your door and they say, give us your guns, 99% of all people say, to hell with that. Over out of my cold, dead hands, my guns will be fried. Well, I have five children. Who's to take care of them if I'm dead?
That's very true.
Can I go and get a gun the next day? I mean, potentially. Can I live to fight another day? Is a gun worth dying over? You have to be smart and tactful in every decision. It doesn't mean you have to be a weak coward, but you do have to have a level of intelligence. And we do know that the Antichrist will be given the power to overcome the saints. So what the hell is your gun going to do? What's your gun going to do? What's all this stuff that you've been collecting going to do on that day? Your guns are needed for your neighbors when they run out of meth. That's what it is. Your guns are needed for when the tribalism war starts. But for many people, when they say, oh, when the New World Order starts, they start to confiscate guns, you better look back into Scripture and then make sure that you're aligning yourself and your actions with God first. There's something God put on my heart. And everything that you do, are you glorifying God in every action? Marcus Aurelius even said that in everything you do, stop and pause and think, is this necessary? For many men who are so reactionary, you are going to get the 2x4 across the face instead of those who stop, look, listen, and think before they act. Now is the time for listening, looking, gathering supplies, thinking, making our arrangements with our friends and families. Now is the time for the underground church to be networking and building our infrastructure, because soon the Antichrist of the infrastructure, or the infrastructure of the Antichrist, which is being built right now, will come alive and come active. What are we to do on those days? Run to the hills, run to the mountains. God willing, you make it. I think there's a false pretense in this patriotism movement. You know, not only that, I served 4 years in the Marine Corps. I got out honorably. I went to Iraq twice and went back to Iraq as a private contractor working for the government. And then I worked for the government carrying a gun for them for the last 10 or so years. And so I'm very much a patriot. I have two American flags sitting inside my office. And you have to understand what is worth fighting for. People talk about patriotism, and they think that the government and the land owes it to them. It doesn't. You know, we talk about patriotism like this is 9/11. Do you know 9/11? They completely tricked and lied us, all of us young guys.
Sure they did.
They lied to every one of us to get into that war. Pastor Jamie Walden and I had this conversation earlier today. I don't know about many of you, but by the time I had joined the Marine Corps, and by the time I had gotten out of the Marine Corps, 44 men that I knew died. Most people don't know 44 people who have died in their lifetime, let alone two or three. And I've experienced that in 4 years. And so did many Marines, many men in the soldiers in the Army. And so, you know, with your patriotism, look what they did. They threw us away just as quickly as they could. They threw us away. Those who were amputees, triple, double amputees, messed up in the head, paraplegics, completely decimated their bodies and their lives. They threw us away. And then what did they go and do? They then went and labeled all of us to be traitors. They labeled us domestic violent extremists, that we were the problem. We were deplorable. One lady who ran for president said that. And then what's happening now with the potential World War III is they want to talk about patriotism again. January 6th happened. They started questioning everyone who was there. What about your patriotism? Well, what about my patriotism? I served. I was of service, and I served. I never quit. But those politicians who never served, they served themselves.
That's true.
They demand us to die for them. They demand your kids to go out and die for them, not for this country.
That's true.
Not for the flag that's made in China.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm a Vietnam era vet. I lost friends in the battles. I lost friends to get home with Agent Orange. I'm a diabetic for the last 25 years because of Agent Orange. I just went to the VA office today to talk to them about some things. And I'm very frustrated with what I see and the way they're handling people that have given all they could give, and how we have illegals sleeping in, illegals getting sleeping in motels, luxury motels, getting food and medical care. We have veterans sleeping in the streets, families actually losing their homes and starving in the streets, and we're feeding illegals here. And I'm supposed to salute their flag for that? I don't think so.
Did you know that yesterday, more or less, every household gave Ukraine $900?
Oh, yes. Yes.
So while you are pinching your pennies that have been cut in an eighth every single month, here we are giving more and more of our money to other nations that are being embezzled. I mean, this child sex trafficking going on, human extortion going on there, right? And our government, our leaders, whether we elected them or not, are unrighteous as they are, or they have their hands fully deep in this murk. And then they say, because the draft will come, they will say, time for your patriotism to protect America against the evil Russian Empire. Look, I could disagree with anybody about what they think of Russia and Vladimir Putin. The most evil empire in the world currently is us.
Amen.
Is us. What we do.
Amen.
What we do
has
to
been
other
for a long
nations,
time. Had been for a long
absolutely
time.
Absolutely has. And what we do to ourselves, I mean, what do they say? The founding fathers would have started shooting a long time ago. Well, that's very poetic, but it's we lost this, and I'm a history buff, but I don't mean to go this fast. We started losing this during the modern industrial revolution when America was able to be bought off by banks. That's when this whole house of cards started coming down. But now it's unstoppable, because now it's a movement within the American people to hate America, to hate themselves, to completely hate God, to deny God, to embrace Satanism. What do you guys expect?
Why do you think they're dividing us into factions? And I'm talking about racial factions, morality factions. They had to do that, and that's all part of the, we'll say, communist goal. And I'm not saying that the communist nation is necessarily behind it. Satan's behind it, and our politicians are the ones that's causing it. They're doing it on purpose. I don't care what anybody says. This has been done from the top down, and people fall in line. Just like with COVID, the whole world shut down over COVID. Churches shut down over COVID. People lost their jobs over COVID, lost thousands and thousands of businesses in this country over COVID. And the world's never going to recover from that financially. And the people just really set back and let it happen. I know a few of us didn't go along with it, and we were mocked and ridiculed and laughed at and threatened. But we live in a country today, Doug, where if you can't find 10% of the people to stand up with you in a battle. That's just the way it is. I mean, the churches in America, I think there was a test for the churches in America. COVID was a test for the churches. Who's going to serve God? And the church in America failed miserably. But you go
ahead.
Well,
you know, in the beginning, you had to show up with your gun to come to church during the colony.
Oh, yes.
It should have never stopped. That idea should have never stopped. And this whole problem is a man problem. Weak men are the reason why America is where it is. God called me up to start preaching to the men, the young men of this nation, to witness to them that what is happening in this nation cannot be prevented. Destruction, prophecy being fulfilled, cannot be prevented. It's not going to be pushed off, because you can't find 10 righteous people in any Democratic city. And if you can, they're typically fleeing.
Oh, yes.
And there comes a point in time when there is too much blood on the ground.
Guess where they're fleeing to? They're fleeing to the conservative states, where they still have a little bit of freedom left and not taxed to death. And they're taking those states down then. But this is really happening, and and you say you're Democratic, which is Republican to you more, who do you turn to? Who do you trust? And which politician, Dave, can you feel with good conscience that you can support in this country that you know is going to stand squarely on what's right and wrong scripturally? And I mean, which one is it? I haven't seen one for a long, long time.
I'm sure somewhere out there. There is.
I haven't seen them. They might be there, but I haven't seen them yet. I hope they show up one day.
I'm right there with you. I'm sure somewhere out there, there are some honest Christians sitting in Congress who are asking themselves this question: if I don't speak up, or I don't lead, I am going to be accounted for in the sins of all these people.
Amen.
You cannot be, as my wife told me when I worked for the government, before I got out, you cannot be a good guy in a corrupt system and expect you yourself to still be viewed as the good guy. Which good Nazi was there? Right? We must not expect the God of truth to be with us if we go away from God and his truth. We have to be careful how we live now.
Well, you know, I said this in one of the books I've written, one of the statements I said, it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. Now, I said righteous. I didn't say good men. Good men can compromise and still hold some morals. But I said a righteous man cannot peaceably coexist with evil. They can't tolerate it. It's against all that they are. And they will rise up. But we don't see many righteous men left, do we?
Well, I'll say this, there are plenty, but they're quiet.
But that's the point. If they're quiet, they're not righteous, because righteousness has to speak up. They're compelled to by the Spirit.
Here's what I'll tell you, and I've told many others, is that there has to come a point in time. I think we all can witness what's going on in America. Judgment is coming.
It's already started.
Stay out of God's way. God doesn't need you pulling your gun out or swinging your sword in any of his work. You worry about your family, protection of your family, dig your well first, refill the oil in your lamp first. You let God worry about his business. God will save who he wants to save, and God will condemn who he wants to condemn. And none of us can say anything about that, because all of us are ripe for judgment.
Amen. I totally agree with that. I do. And, you know, I tell people all the time, my God's big enough that if he wants me to die with a gun in my hand, that's what will happen. If he doesn't, I won't. But I know what I think, and what I think doesn't matter. It's what he decides right for me, for his glory.
And we know what's right for us to be doing right now, witnessing to people.
Amen.
That's here. Jesus says, here's your religion. Tend to the needy. Tend to the widows. Tend to the orphans. If you see your enemy, even your enemy, if you even see them, help them.
Yep, that's what he said. That's what he said. And if get along, they go with along as long as much life within you. Folks, back at the break with your phone call. You want to talk to us, you can. At 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back in Ariel in the second half of this broadcast. If you want to talk to us tonight, you can. The phone line's open, 844-769-2944. And you're hearing some pretty straight shooting, mostly from Doug tonight, because I am on this broadcast because I like what Doug has to say. Now, folks, we're not teaching pacifism. We're not teaching that at all. We don't believe in that. That's not our goal. And I do believe in carrying weapons. I do carry a weapon where I go. I'm not ashamed of that. And I live in one state, praise God, where we can do that open or concealed. Don't need a permit. We're not zoned to death in this state. There's a lot of reasons why I stay in West Virginia. Now, that's the truth. But there's coming a time in this country, real soon, I do believe, when civil war is going to erupt for a lot of reasons. Anger is building, but folks, Satan is trying to cause this war. Now, this is a situation, Doug, that I see. We know, especially people who can spiritually discern this, know this is demonically influenced. They want this nation to go to civil war. They want America totally taken out. And Dimitri Duman prophesied it 30 years ago what was going to happen, and I think he ran on the money with it. And it breaks my heart. But what I'm trying to say is this: we want to stand for what's right and for the truth, whatever the cost is. But folks, we got to reach everybody we can as fast as we can. That's why I'm still on the radio. That's why we're still trying to get on more stations. I mean, we have Doug, I have stations calling me, giving me heck of deals. I mean, really, really good prices. They won't be on the stations. We can't go on because we don't have the money. But this is neither here nor there. The burden to reach people is in my heart. I know it is yours too. And I don't know how else to put this. We want to warn them about what's coming so they can prepare themselves and their families, because this is going to get really nasty in the near future, is it not?
It is. And, you know, Salvation is of the Lord.
Amen.
It's not by our own hands. It's not by our guns. It won't be by Donald Trump. And it won't be by the Constitution. But
Amen.
We do have things in this country that make us unique that are worth maintaining and preserving, but they won't be. And what's hard for Americans is that won't be part. There are more and more Americans every day who would rather tear the Constitution apart, who would rather terrorize and demonize your children from school. My Lord, I would never send my children to school. Never have.
No way. No way.
I've always been homeschooled. And you know what? These same people that have grown demonstratively demonizing everybody, this is the same people who are policymakers. They're in Congress. They're in the state. They're in your local government, your state government. They're the decision makers, the money movers. So this is Satan's game plan. You cannot prevent prophecy from happening. But you can arm yourself and protect yourself. You can train, which is one of the things I do is I teach people how to use a weapon in a righteous manner. I am not creating a militia army. I have no wish or want for any of that, because that's not what God calls us to do. And that's one thing that's really hard for a lot of Americans, because we revolt back to 1776 and the Great Rebellion. Guys, that day's done with. That day has turned itself into a grand delusion. Because look at this current state of government. Any one of us is on a watch list already. Mainly just because we're
guarantee
white, we're straight, we're men.
I guarantee you.
Especially any talk show host that talks against the common rule of man, the way the Democrats and Republicans want, if you speak out against that, you're on a list.
We have General Flynn going around telling the people lay down the Bible and learn the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Hey, I'm all for knowing the Bill of Rights. But without the Scripture, without the Bible, nothing stands. Without Christ is the foundation of everything that is created. He created it all. You can't build an individual life or a home or a city or a nation, especially a nation, without the foundation of Jesus Christ and His laws. It won't last. No piece of paper written by any founding father will do it without the Spirit of God.
This is ridiculous at this point. We're not combating each other with granddaddy's muskets and your tomahawk and shooting at each other with artillery shot and privateers. This is not those days. An MQ-9 Reaper drone from 30,000 feet in the air can pick you out in the crowd, pick up the harmonics of your voice. They can map out your body temperature, your actual gait, your stride, and then through their AI algorithm can follow you wherever you go and land a Hellfire missile right on top of you. And you think you're going to defeat the government. It's not going to happen. Do you not understand that this is prophecy being fulfilled? This is prophecy being fulfilled. And you have to be able to understand that what God wants you to do is to make disciples. God wants you to make disciples. You only get redeemed by the blood of Christ. It's not by exposing UFOs and aliens. It's not by fighting against the evil, corrupt governments anymore. And I'm not saying it's not righteous. I'm not saying it's not righteous. If they came to my house saying that they're going to rip my children out of my arms, you better bet Papa Bear is going to be there to deal with. However, in the most extremes that we're talking about, you know, if we have World War II again, where Nazi Germany has taken over the world, but yet it's called America, it was mainly the Germans who agreed with it. And then 33 other nations ended up devoting troops to the Waffen-SS. 33 nations agreed with Adolf Hitler, yet we only went to war with a few. So when America decides to go to war, we have how many people? How many nations in NATO? 30-something? I think it's 32, 33. We are so close to repeating history, and we are Babylon. If anything, we would make Babylon blush. Nebuchadnezzar would probably say, man, you guys are taking this a little too far. We're the number one pusher of child pornography. Pornography.
We are. Matter of fact, I want to tell you quickly, about 2 months ago, I did a teaching on America's destiny right from the Bible. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Revelation, we're all through the scriptures. And if you want to read the future of America, read Revelation 18, folks. That's who we are. That's what's going to happen to us. Go ahead.
Yeah, Revelation 19:19 will happen. You remember that song, God Bless America, for Lisa, I Know She's Free?
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah. That revolting psychological warfare wrote song talked a million men into war of what we did not need to be in. That was an unrighteous war. And we spurred up more enemies than we needed to. Why? Because someone threatened the petrol dollar. Oh, no, it was terrible. No, it was about money.
That's very true.
It was about money. What do you think the war with Russia is going to be about? It's about the BRICS nations coming out to the petrol dollar.
They are doing that. They're meeting this month to decide how they're going to put together some kind of trade unit that's going to be backed by gold, which will destroy the dollar, period. And if people think inflation's been bad now, wait till the dollar's no longer accepted in the world by China and other nations. Just wait to see what happens then.
Proverbs 13:13. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded. So for what I'm trying to teach men is that instead of going off into a distant battlefield to fight an enemy, that is for who? The money changers? The child pornographers? Remember Hillary Clinton, whatever the men died in Libya? What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah.
Remember the same woman who's a prolific witch? What are we dying for? What are we fighting for? I will not be involved in it again. I will not step back and watch this happen a second time. I bow out. I will protect me and my family. If anything, we will have our civilian watch here at home. Protect your home first. And I feel quite bad for many in the military, but the military has turned every branch reprobate. Do you think God will honor that?
Oh, no.
Do you think God honors that? No.
I just sent a picture into this being this bunch magazine of all the military flags, Marines, Army, Air Force, all of them, under the banner of the sodomite flag flying above them. Now, this will be in this next month's magazine. This is for real, happening as we speak.
It used to be God, Country, Corps. I served in 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, Kilo Company, 2nd Platoon. I was a team leader. I was a squad leader. I was an acting platoon sergeant, an acting gunnery sergeant. I've been in many different positions, and never did I thought, looking forward into the future, that my Marine Corps would turn its back on its own Marines and its own history and its own people. God, Country, Corps, the President's Marines. We were the ones that everyone around the world feared, because if the Marines were set upon you, the dogs of war were set upon you, and nothing was going to stop us. You know what has changed? None of that. Because when they are set upon a nation, nothing can stop them. However, is God's hand over the military? Will they have that supernatural protection of winning wars and battles that maybe we just shouldn't have? Most likely not. You think God honors what our country's doing? Just get on your regular cable TV and just start scrolling through the channels and tell me, is anything that you're seeing righteous in the eyes of God? Is anything that you're seeing glorifying God? It, to include pastors.
I agree.
To include some of these churches. No, it's about, you know, Jesus loves you, and don't worry about your sins. Definitely don't repent of them. Hey, how about let's just not mention that hell thing. I cannot deal with that.
It is, and we got to get the phone lines. We got people calling. We'll get the lines in a second, folks. Bear with us. But the scripture tells in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, something that we got to think about. As individuals, but as a nation, and our nation certainly fits this. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. But this is the part I want to make point of. All they that hate me, which means if you hate his laws, hate his statutes, you hate him. All they that hate me love death. Are we seeing a death culture in America today or not?
Yeah.
I mean we truly are.
The whole world has turned to Babylon.
It has.
You can't find a nation or city that has not thrown God out of the city gates. But don't worry, because there's never been a gate or a wall that could withstand the word of God.
Amen. No prison can hold it. You're right. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to talk to our friend Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, so good to hear you both on the air together. And I want to tell everybody, please tell folks about Doug Thornton and his American Vindicta, about his website, and about his podcast. Please tell them about him. And I want to ask everyone to please also tell everybody about Pastor Butch Pond, Call to Decision Ministry. And I want to thank both of you for staying in the fight for your faithfulness, because a lot of people quit when the going gets a little tough, that the people that aren't tough don't get going. And both of you have stayed in the fight. So I commend both of you for that, and I thank you for that. And, folks, the Bible puts a real heavy emphasis on intercessory prayer and the camaraderie that ought to exist among people that are fighting the evil, no matter which portion of the evil they're fighting. We need to support those people. And so I have a question for Doug, and the question for Doug is, Doug, have you ever touched base yet with Christy Hutchinson of Women Fighting for America?
I believe we have talked, yes.
Okay. Pastor Butch, I'd like you to make sure that both Coach Dave Daubenmeyer and that Doug have Christy Hutchinson's phone number. And, of course, I know you need to do that off air, so please make sure that they have it, because I believe that Christy definitely needs to talk to Doug because of his experiences on the southern border where he worked for a while, his experiences in the Department of Homeland Security, etc., because a lot of this bad stuff is coming across the southern border, and Doug's an expert on that area. And he's also got some great credentials, as you know, as a combat Marine, and also for working in Department of Homeland Security on the southern border. So, again, I just want to commend both of you and thank you both for what you're doing. I really appreciate you guys, and I'll let someone else get on there. But please, folks, the Bible has a lot to say about prayer and fasting. Make sure that you, if you're able to fast, that you do some prayer and fasting and pray for the protection of these individuals like Doug and Pastor Butch, and for their families. Their families are in the fight, too, so please pray for their protection. Hey, God's wonderful protection for them. Thank you both so very much, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
God bless you, Daryl.
And we'll get to other phone calls in a second, but I do want to make a comment here. I just got a text in from a listener who says, that he thinks you're a pacifist. Now, this guy's a real sweet guy, and he's and far for Christ also. I don't think we're talking about being pacifist, are we?
That I'm a pacifist?
Yeah.
Well, once again, based on what credentials? Look, people operate so much in your flesh. Let me give it to you guys who want to go out in a blaze of glory. Go do it. Go do it. Have at it. Have fun. You want to go and storm the Capitol? Go do it. You want to go arrest every congressman? Go do it. Let me see how far you'll get, because I know how much is there. You need to sit back and shut your mouth and let God do the work. instead of sitting here declaring some man who's saying, repent of your sins because the end is coming, and calling me a pacifist, how about you declare the mighty works of God that is coming? Fire is coming for this nation. Why don't you go around and make disciples, help the needy? Stop worrying about Rome. Rome fell. Rome will fall again. But if it is decreed that the Antichrist will make war against the saints and prevail, then why? Why go to war with it? Is that what God commanded you to? If so, go fight. I've done my share. I'm a 100% disabled veteran. Call me a pacifist.
I know where the brother's coming from. I understand completely. Believe me, I do. But when anyone call me a pacifist, I think they don't know me very well. I don't think he's calling us necessarily that in that way. But I will defend myself and my family. I have no choice in that. But I'm not going to die over a trivial thing. We're not going to be able to change this country by. I would love to see the wicked punished. I would love to see righteous judgment upon traitors, treasonous, murderers, sodomites, lesbians, child molesters. I'd love to see righteous judgment done. I truly would. I'd have no problem with that at all. But it's not going to happen, folks. Defend yourself. Defend your family. But America is done. America is done. America is done. Forget trying to save this country. It's over. Work for yourself and your community. Stand locally for people to support you, like maybe your local sheriff. Stand behind them. But America's nation is finished. It's over.
What I would suggest people to do is, how about you avoid judgment upon your own head and your own house? You work on that first. Are you exalting yourself in front of God? Has this become about you? You and your guns?
Well, you know, being human, being a man especially, we sometimes emotions get ahead of us as far as, I understand righteous anger. I understand anger. I understand why they're angry. I do understand that. And I understand completely why they're angry. But, you know, we got to temper that with the Spirit of God and some direction from Him. But I'm not fighting to save America any longer. I'm no longer fighting to save America. I'm trying to reach the lost and reach the people, and I will defend myself. And that's no lie. I'll defend myself, my family if I have to, and my church family, and my neighbor if he needs help. But I'm not going to try to change Washington with because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
I'm gonna throw some recent experience in. Now listen, the brother who might have called us a pacifist, God be with you. God be with you, because God needs to be with all of us. You don't think I'm upset? I watch this world get more dangerous for my children every day.
Amen.
And I have to deal with that. I carry a gun everywhere I go and always having a plan to kill at least one person I've met that day. You think I want to live like that? You know, I went on the border. You know how many times I saw these people sex trafficked across? Well, you don't think I wanted to just walk right into war as Mexico and start the next war? Who would have backed me? I would have been arrested, thrown in a Mexican prison, and Obama wouldn't have done nothing about it. Trump wouldn't have done nothing about it, and Biden wouldn't have done nothing about it.
That's very true.
Whenever
Trump didn't even help those who went to prison on January 6th. Let's just take one quick phone call for another time, okay? Let's talk to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Bruce. Good to have you, man. Butch. What's on your mind tonight? Yes, sir.
Good to hear you. I'm really enjoying Pastor Doug and his message. I believe he's right on. Nobody's saving this country. Judgment's coming. God's going to use this coming beast system to purify the church, to separate the wheat from the tares, and there's no stopping it. There's a question in Revelation 13:4, and Doug answered it twice. It goes like this. Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? You know what the answer to that question is? Nobody. Revelation 13:7, the beast makes war with the saints and overcomes them. There's only one person can make war with this coming one world beast system that's coming. And nobody's going to stop it. The scriptures must be fulfilled. I wonder if I could read a few scriptures in Revelation 19.
Hey, we're down by 2 minutes to hurry. Go ahead.
Well, give me 15 seconds. I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness did he judge and make war. And the armies which were in heaven followed him, clothed in white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. He should smite the nations and rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the winepress of the fierce of the wrath of Almighty God. That's the only person can make war with this beast. Ain't no militia, ain't no getting all people together. You're not going to stop it. We got to get ready for it. And yeah, protect your family. But as far as trying to go up against this, you know, we might have to, a lot of us are going to lose our lives for what's coming. The beast is going to make war with the saints. We got to get ourselves right with God. And I'm really enjoying Pastor Doug's message. And just keep it on, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you so much. We're in that time so quick here. Before we go any further, tell the folks how they can find out about you.
I'm the crazy guy yelling at people on the street corner of the end, isn't there? American Vindicta Show, it's on GS Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern time frame. If you type in American Vindicta Show, V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, Vindicta, Vindicta Show. If you look that up, it's on YouTube, it's on Rumble. I update YouTube the most because that's the easiest platform for me to work with. I do have a website that is AmericanVindictaShow.com. And if anyone's ever interested in active shooter training, that's something that I do for people. Ready-made resources, which is Bob Griswold and I, have paired up. We teach classes in Tennessee, and we'll be doing other stuff. So watch my website, and I'll show you where other training venues are posted. But I would like to add to what the brother just said in Revelation, is that every nation will worship the beast, and every person who did not every person who accept the mark, and every nation will worship the beast. So, is guns worth your salvation, and is the Constitution worth your salvation? I know that kind of seems a little ridiculous, but if that was your option, keep your Constitution and your gun, take the mark. What do you choose? How strong is your faith? Christ said when he comes back, will he find faith in the world? Is it faith in your guns and Constitution? Or is it faith in him? Because we'll be drugged through that wilderness. Be ready for that day. Be ready for that day. Christ is coming. Be ready for that hour. He comes like a thief in the night, friends. You'll never know. You'll never know when he comes back. Be ready for him now.
Well, you know, and to add to that, I just taught this past weekend, that the beast has power over every kindred, tongue, and nation. No place to run to. I know that. That's true. And I'm not saying that I won't die with the gun on my hand, not define them trying to force something on me that I can't do as a Christian. I'm not saying that, but I don't see anybody leading a war against Washington D.C. They tried on January 6th as far as making a point and didn't go very far and been punished for it. Anyway, Doug, we're out of time. Thanks so much for your time and tonight, and we'll talk to you in the very very near future. Okay.
Sounds good, Pastor.
God bless you, friend. Folks, love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with Sherry Few. You don't want to miss that, okay? Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.